Sport on 107.5. Switch Radio. Switch Radio. Following a 3-0 defeat away to Spennymoor Town, Sutton Coldfield Town travelled to face a Matlock Town side looking to get back to winning ways following their 4-0 home loss on Saturday against Nantwich Town. Luke Rogers opened the scoring for Sutton and goalkeeper James Wren saved Matlock's Laurie Wilson spot kick in the second half. But these were the only highlights on the night for Sutton, with Matlock scoring 3 goals in 11 minutes with strikes from Mark Newsome, Michael Williams and Marcus Dinanga to secure their first victory of the season. After the match, we spoke to Sutton Coldfield Town manager Neil Tooth and began by asking Neil his overall thoughts on how the club have started this season.
Shocking. That's the easiest way to sum it up. It was an absolute disgrace tonight. Simple as that. Fans, people who come and watch us deserve a lot better, and I won't stand for it. There'll be changes, and that's all I can do. It was just a disgrace. Say that, we started well. 15 minutes, did exactly what we knew we'd do. Got the pace of Luke to push them back 10 yards to create the space for the midfield to come in and play, but they decided they didn't want it, and we just sat off, and like we did on Saturday, and just let a team just pass it around us. And I don't think it's coachable. I think that's just down to heart, desire and the will to win, and we haven't got that, and I mean, it's my responsibility to make sure that this football club first and foremost stays in this league, and with the squad that we've got at the moment, I don't think we will. So there needs to be changes.
For the first 15 minutes or so, as you said, like, Luke Rudder's got the early goal and the midfield playing very tightly, weren't they, sewing things up. But after James Wren's penalty save, for some strange reason, Matlock seemed to raise their game, didn't they?
I think when you've got that much of the ball, I mean, after the goal, I think we had 5 minutes after the goal where we kept it well.
Yeah.
But then from then on, it was all of them. You know what I mean? So, I mean, what did we score the goal on? 13 minutes, something like that. So, first 20 minutes, us. But then the rest of the game, we've just capitulated. It was worse than on Saturday. You know what I mean? Spennymoor are a decent team, and they played us off the park Saturday. But this was worse. There was just there was nothing. The only positive we've got is Renner. You know what I mean? Without him, the goal difference would be ridiculous. You know what I mean? But it's just not good enough, Kev. It's as simple as that. It's not good enough. I don't think I've ever been this angry. And I've been angry in football, but I don't think I've ever been this angry.
Do you think it's still time, though, Neil, between now and the end of the month to actually make some changes with the transfer window coming up? Are you thinking, I know the areas need to improve on, do you think you've still got time to get the players in to sort of like steady the ship for this early stage of the season?
I know what we need, I know where we need to strengthen, but it's easier said than done. You know what I mean? I spoke to two lads before today's game, and I'm asking them to do more travelling for less money. And players just caught between the devil and the deep blue sea now. It's one of them. You know what I mean? You want players to come in, but they're looking at lead position now, and they think, well, you're going to struggle, so if I'm going to come and play for you, I want an extra 15, 20 quid, and we just haven't got that. We're in the same part of Stourbridge, Hensford, Rushall,
Hales Owen,
yeah. You know what I mean? There's a lot of teams, I've done it before, I'll do it again, but some of those players will not play for me again. And I mean that, I've made that threat before, but I'm not standing for that. You know what I mean? We had a good amount of fans here today, and you know what I mean? Even they're taking the mix a little bit towards the end, and they're great, they keep their spirits up, but I'm not a quitter, I won't quit, so my option is to sort it out, and I'll get it sorted.
Our thanks to Neil Tooth for his honest assessment after the match. We also gauged the fans' thoughts on the result as we caught up with James and Chris from the Sutton Ultras, starting with James Ultra.
It was quite a poor from start to finish, really. I can't really think of a lot of good things to say about it, really, apart from the penalty save. That was about it, really.
Chris, your thoughts on the game?
The first half, we weren't great, but we haven't been great for any of the games so far. When we got the goal from Luke Rogers, it was positive. And it's the first time we've been in the lead. So yeah, it felt really good. And then we just completely collapsed in the second half. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the reasons were. You know, the substitutions. Who knows? But it fell apart. And then again, another positive. Like James said, when Wren saved that penalty, I was like, yes, get in.
Bit about the only good thing about this season so far, James
really.
Wren.
Yeah, it's just been. Yeah, it was hard to watch, really. But at the end of the day, we are diehard fans, and we'll keep coming all the time, keep singing, keep playing, banging those drums, playing that trumpet, and making as much noise as we can, because that's what we love doing. And at the end of the day, we're here to support the team, win, lose or draw. We're always proud of the lads, but we're always behind them, whatever happens.
Do you think it's going to be a tough season, though, because it's sort of the second season now in this Premier Division, and they're not like an unknown quantity, are they?
Well, the thing is, it's difficult to say, because last season we didn't start well either, and then we had that middle spell where we had, I think it was 9 games unbeaten, 9 wins, I think it was, in a row, something like that. But, you know, it's early on, it's only the, what, fourth game so
fourth
far
game, yeah.
There's plenty to go. Toothy knows what he's doing, the coaching staff know what they're doing, and hopefully they'll make all the right decisions, and you know, for us to, you know, to start getting the wins in.
And there's people on the pitch. Sports on 107.5. Switch Radio.